de los Bawaites. Our gracious Father, we thank you this morning for another day that you are giving to us on the surface of the earth. We thank you for another week. Thank you for another opportunity. Lord, we know the enemy is not happy with our existence, but Lord, there is nothing you can do about it. For you have told us from the mouth of your vindicated prophet that, Lord, even if you come for us 1,000 times and you are not yet through with us, we go back empty-handed 1,000 times. So we are here to do your will and to serve your purpose. Be with us again today as we fellowship around your word and send your blessings upon us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible to Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. May the Lord add this blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you, and please be seated. I want to use the Sunday school to quickly review the last Sunday's service so that when we come to the main service, you can proceed immediately and then at least hit somewhere before the day runs out. God bless you. Right. We said the meaning the prophet picked from the dictionary for this sermon, which he preaches 6 times, is practically the same thing. Is that the word paradox means something that is incredible, but is true. It looked like it couldn't be, but it's true because we have the evidence on the ground. And the prophet said it is equal to a miracle. Said a miracle is also something you cannot explain. We know we are familiar with healing in the Bible, which the prophet said it takes a process, but a miracle happens instantly, immediately. And it will, science are confounded, they can't explain it now because it's beyond their power or their knowledge. And the doctors, when such a thing happens, those who are godly doctors, one of the doctors in the time of the prophet, he told the father of the child that was sick. He said, you don't owe me anything. When the father was asking for the bill, he said, you don't owe me anything. Because he knew that it was not his effort that brought about this one, that another hand has entered inside. It's somebody else's mercy that worked, not his own mercy. All the mercy he gave, they were fine and wonderful, but they couldn't help the patient. But when another power entered inside, himself saw the results. He knew that this one passed our level. So he told the father, I beg you, don't owe me anything. This one is not my profession. What happened here is something else. May the Lord be our help. So that is the meaning of paradox. Something that is incredible, but is true. Proverbs said, it's beyond the knowledge of mankind. So that is what, but it's proven anyhow to be the truth. So that is a paradox. And then the prophet told us that this world itself is a paradox because according to the scripture in Genesis chapter 1, said the earth was without form, it was void, and darkness covered the surface of the earth. And God was using his word, speaking forth, and things were happening. And we made reference to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 2, that told us that, that is, starting from verse 1, talking about, he said, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets. He said, but in these last days, he has spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all the of all things, by whom also he made the words. And that is why the prophet said that when you hear in the Bible that in the beginning God created, you see, it really means that in the beginning Christ created. Because it was through Christ that God created the world. And verse 3 of Hebrews 11 said that through faith we understand. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And we've given example at that time. Of course, it's very easy. This bed was made by things that already existed. Things were brought together and then taken to the something to melt and then to mold. And then there are, you know, the prophet explained how they will add this to this to this to give a certain name. And what they gather together will determine how the sand will come out. You know that it's not every bear that sand the same way. Is that correct? The way it sands, it will tell you the things that are molded inside, the quantity of each of the things that are molded inside. And then they, for the purpose of handling it, they have put the wood in something here with a rod inside with this one to be able to make you to hold it. That's all. But all these things existed. The wood existed before they carved this one out of it. This one was from minerals of the soil. Iron and other things that were put together before they have this. And you see this one. We'll talk about this later. You know, it's also formed by things that already existed. Praise be to God. That is not how we can talk enough about how this art came into existence. Initially, there was no single sand that anybody could see where you can put anything on. If you read plenty quotes, the prophet told us that not everything was water. And then God said, let dry land appear. Dry land appear. And that's all. The prophet said that God believed his own word. Because he believed his own word that there is no how he can say something and say it will not happen. A man can say something and he will be doubting his own word. But when God says it, it has ended. It has ended. All powers in the depth, in the height, in the whatever, we have to obey his word. And the thing will come to us. Begin to call the seeds out of different kinds that will give food to the water cover the earth by the word of God. He put a boundary there. But when they were needed, in the days of Noah, that's everything. Everything leveled out. You have another. Abraham said, One part we see the sun this time, another part we see darkness. Then, as but as we are here, we have woken up. Some are going to bed now. We have, if you look at the time zone of the world, 24-hour difference. Because we have some. Ghana is the one that is on the equator. Their own time zone is the one that is exactly the average. We are plus one. And you have countries as you go, plus two, plus three, plus four, plus five, plus six. You also have minus. This plus is up to 11 hours. This minus is also up to 11 hours. So this minus 11 here, plus 11 here, approximately a full day. All those things happen when these are heated because of the... Abraham said that the heart has a convulsion. That's the word he used. Said the heart has experienced a convulsion and the thing got heated. Amen. Is the prophet? Is the prophet that God gave an experience, I would say, a ministry like that of Moses? Moses. That thing used to bother me. I mean, when you talk of people who doubt one thing or the other, look at when Moses lived. Almost 3,000 years after the world has been created. That was when Moses came here. And then that same Moses was the one that went to go and write Genesis 1 when there was nothing. So God took him back about 3,000 years before there was any being, not even angels. That's when God took Moses. And then Moses began to see in a vision the things that will happen, that was happening at that time where there was no being. And then he was writing down. Has anybody been able to query Moses now? In the time of John the Beloved, or the divine, whatever, that wrote the book of Revelation, God also took him to the future to see the things that will happen in the millennium up to eternity. Things that nobody has ever witnessed yet, that is still in the future. Is God opening his album to show to them? God showed it to Moses and said, see how the thing started. Oh yeah, right. Then after this one, he will open the next way to him. See what next. Oh yeah, right. Then he will say the next one and say, see this one. Oh yeah, right. That is the same one also, he also spoke to the people that saw the future. That is why when it comes to prophecy, visions of what we are seeing coming there, we don't take foolishness. Because the Bible has the original. Anyone that is fake will pursue it. It will go beyond Nigeria, go to another country. Nobody here. May the Lord be our help. When God put the moon in his place, he put the sun in his place, he put the stars in their place. And Abraham said that up till now, he said they keep their positions. He said it's only a human being that used to leave their position, but God, with the heavenly things he put, he said, if that moon leave that place for a minute, he said this earth will be covered with water. But the moon is there, looking at the sea, that is his major job. To be watching the sea that it does not cross its boundary. If it crosses its boundary, Lagos State is gone in a few minutes. All those people that ask money, that went to go and do their house by the sea, they will just wash them inside. May God have mercy. All right. Now the prophet told us, we spoke about Abraham last week. How many things are we going to talk about Abraham? His calling, Abraham said, was supernatural. And because there was nothing he had that was different from any other human being than you that is sitting down, or even the person on the street. He was another worshiper with his father they all came down from the Tower of Babel. Because according to the scripture, it was a united opinion that everybody had to go and build that tower. There was nobody that rebelled against it. Until God himself said, look at what human beings are doing. He said, and nothing will be told from them from what they are out to achieve. He said, because they are one. He said, the people is one. Their language is one. So it started from the language to confound their language and scatter. Then we have this Babel of languages now. Confusion of language. Then you speak this one. It will mean like this in this language. That same word in another one, it means something else. Then we have it today. But when this act is over, the whole thing will come back to the same language again. But there's not going to be. And God has proven that he, God, that did it in the beginning, he has the power to do, because he told us in the scriptures that there were two outstanding miracles that happened on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost descended and the people were speaking different languages that the Holy Spirit gave to them to speak, utterances, when they were speaking it, these people that came from different countries, they were hearing them, and they are Galileans that were speaking. But they were speaking, God gave them different, like, maybe say God gives Sister Andrew here, Sister Fisayo, God gave her to speak in fluent Hausa language. And then she's speaking Hausa language. Then an Hausa man is standing by the corridor watching. And then Brother Dare is speaking German. A German is speaking, is here watching. Then maybe Sister Odunjo is speaking French. Somebody else is standing watching. And what did all of them were saying in those languages, the Bible says they were speaking the wonderful works of God. All of them were magnifying God. So when the unbelievers that look at them and say that it looks as if they are drunk, the one that are God see, they told them, you people, you are not wise. Don't you know that people that are drunk don't talk like this? Don't you hear what they are saying? Have you ever seen any drunkard magnifying God, talking about the wonderful works of God? A drunkard talk foolishly. As the prophet said, that there's no drunk sober man. When a man is drunk, he's out of control. Satan takes over. Because drunkenness itself is of the devil. So you cannot have any godly inspiration inside drunkenness. So if there's anybody here that drinks, you are possessed of the devil. Is that simple enough? Amen. Abraham was called of God, and God gave him a promise that seems very incredible. An old man, the wife old, 10 years interval, say you are going to have a son, he will be father of nation. And as at that time, the wife has stopped the monthly thing that will give a signal that pregnancy is possible. And then after the promise was given, years begin to roll. So that every evidence that will show that science can do anything about it is completely gone. Sometimes that is how God works. That is what actually brings the paradox out of it. When God takes it to the realm that human effort has ended, that even devil himself, we know that this one don't pass me. That is when God shows himself forth and say that, hey, this is me. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 4, when the impotent man was made whole, even the enemy said, a notable miracle has been done. He said, we can't say anything about it. All of us are seeing the man standing. He said, you better be careful how you handle this man's case. Because the miracle is here. We cannot deny it. Say, in your church, have they done that one before? So that one really does not happen. What about you? Have you witnessed it before? Your rabbi, you don't do a thing like that. It's a notable miracle. We can't do anything about it. We can't say anything about it. Say, the only thing we can do, let us warn these boys that they don't talk about that name again. Because if they talk too much about that name, people will stone us. People will stone us. But as for the miracle, we can't say anything about it. That is what God actually does to make paradox real. Something that is outside of man's comprehension. outside of man's knowledge, outside of man's ability, when it happens, then everybody will move back and say, this is God on the scene. Whether Satan like it or not, he's going to bow and say that God is God. Whether all the made believers like it or not, they will all bow and say that God is God. So the earlier they bow, the better. The earlier they bow, the better. Because there are some people in the Bible that bow, but it was too late. So the earlier they bow, the better. You remember the prophets of Baal with Elijah? Did they not bow? Did they not believe? Did they not confess? It was all late. They begin to say, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. You confess, true, true, but it is late. They don't let any of them escape. Amen. Another miracle happened with Abraham that it is only William and Abraham that brought it out. All the years we have been reading the Bible and hearing about the scripture, there is no preacher anywhere in the world that ever thought of it, that ever said anything about it, under whichever inspiration. But Abraham said, what happened to Abraham and to Sarah was that God changed them to a young man and a young girl. And he proved it scripturally, nobody can say anything against it. Since the time he said it, nobody has been able to accuse him of that thing since that time till now. How can somebody of that age stretch for about 300 miles? How can a woman of that age have the strength to bring forth a baby to labor? A woman today, if she passed 50 and she have a child, people used to say this is a special case. They are talking of a woman of 90 years. Waiting happened. Then what happened that a woman of 90 years, a young king Abimelech was still lusting after her? What happened? It has been in the scriptures. Nobody saw it until the eagle eye picked it. The prophet of the hour was in another world, in another realm that nobody has been to. That is where Abraham said that God told him that the office that he called him is higher than that of all the prophets in the Bible. Amen. We spoke of Noah. In the days of Noah, you know, when the heart was became all that it was, and God said, I regretted that I created man. And we are back to that day now. It's a combination of the days of Noah with the days of Lot. It's what we have today. Because the Bible talking about the end time spoke of the two. Is that correct? In that time, it is only something happening in the days of Noah that God destroyed the heart with. Then in the time of Lot, it was something happening in Sodom and Gomorrah that made God to destroy that place. But today, we have the combination of the two at this time. That is why Brother Abraham said, if God will spare America for the sins that she has committed, he said, then we have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them for destroying them. But because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he has one standard before. That is the standard he has at all times. That is why we preach the way we preach. If God is a holy God, he will remain an holy God. And if he likes holiness, if that is what he requested, the Bible says that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So if you don't want to just be an onlooker, a bent watcher, a whatsoever, a bent woman or whatsoever, be holy. It's a direct statement in the scripture. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Is that the Bible? Amen. Noah preached righteousness, and God told him to build an ark. These people, that their stories were used in the scriptures, they were really believers. Believers in the sense that they don't ask God questions. They don't doubt God. Because if they ask God questions, God will stop dealing with them and use somebody else. When God was telling Noah to go and use gopher wood, and Noah was a farmer, and he knew about the wood, and he knew that the wood gopher is a spongy wood,
like popo. That is the thing. When you cut popo, when it is dead, then go and look at it. It's like sponge. That is exactly how gopher wood is. And he's saying you use that one to make the ark that will float on top of water that will destroy the whole ark. If Noah is not a believer, he said, God, stop where you reach. Stop where you reach. Stop where you reach. What did I just hear you say now? Are you saying Iroko or Mahogany or which one are you saying? These are people that they wait, let God finish all his talking. On top of it, they say amen. How it will be, they don't mind. They don't need to ask questions. That is why we have the testimony to the scriptures. The problem we have is that our reasoning level is higher than God's word. Our reasoning ability. Abraham said, you believe a thing according to the scripture, you confess to it, and you stay with your confession, irrespective of anything negative. He said, your body will be made subject to that confession. That's why I told you the other time that I am well. When I say I'm well, I am well. And I will continue to get well. What? That is what the Bible says we should say. That is what I say. And I'm not going to submit myself to anything else other than I am well. I'm not going to submit myself. As for whether you wake up, the body don't feel like you should stand up from the bed. Bro, I'm experiencing it. It's in the coat. He said, we wake up sometimes. It will take him time before he carry one leg out of the bed. He will take time again before he carry the second leg out of the bed. Then when he carry the two down, then small, he begin to say, God, he look as if the whole world has ended. He said, but I see a work to do. The gospel is there to preach. This is there to do. As we begin to meditate like that one, Satan is here. He's arranging his back to move. If he see that you remain with those testimonies and those confessions, before you know what is happening, he don't move. But you lay down there, you say, let the guy go and get me popo key, or this one, whatever, to pull over. The way I feel now, they carry it. Satan will just see. You see him, but he's somewhere there in the room, smiling and taking it. May the Lord be our help. But not believe God. Went to go and do. That was what made the people not to believe his message. No, what did you say you want to use this ark you are building for? Say, it's to float over the water that way. Those are the people they call that he was mad. That statement had been from the Old Testament until the time of Brother Paul. Brother Paul said, the way they call heresy. Heresy is madness. Say, that is the way I worship the God of my fathers. It has been called heresy from Genesis. Because the people that God deal with, that God use, they are people that believe the impossible. They think that are unreasonable, that are incredible, they believe it and they stand by it. Say, the way that is called heresy, that's the way I worship the God of my fathers. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Now finish the ark. The last thing was to go and get the other tree and get the rest, the liquid out of it, and then pour it in this one to seal it up. The unbeliever did not see that one when it was happening. They only saw a gopher wood that something has not yet been applied to. But when that thing was applied to it, rain was ready to fall. Then when the rain started, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, the people begin to say, this man, I don't know what this man is talking about now. This man with his kidney, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days. You know what will happen? Father Noah, your neighbor is the one talking. You know what? Open the something so that when we use, I want you to explain those things to me very well. It's late. It's late. When you are asked to ask questions, you didn't ask questions. That time is already late. when you are throwing rotten tomato at Noah, you don't know it is God you are throwing rotten tomato to. If you resent God's word in your heart, you are resenting God. You can't get blessing at the same time when you are resenting. Resenting is to say that God, his mouth is smelling. It is so in store. That is so idea. I have better idea than that one. Amen. When God put air in this place, women will scrape it and say, God, when will do this time? I don't know where for him to do this area. They scrape it. He doesn't know that it's lead that should be there. Then they will put lead there. And when God makes somebody's color dark, he says, that is one mistake God made. He don't know that me, I would like yellow. Then they will enter inside the chemical something, pack the whole body, they come on yellow. Look at them on the street. Don't look at their leg. Multicolor. When they don't have money to maintain it in Awahala. To sit down with such people like that is very irritating. When you, Jehovah, when you see the way the body is. Even the little place we are looking at is terrible. Not to talk of when they expose the whole thing. Sometimes they will see something that is rotting, that is smelling, that is nauseating. They will still be opening it. May the Lord be our help. Human beings, in so many ways, saying that God don't get sense. You will know later whether I get sense or you don't get sense. Brother Bram said that everybody that is in air now, they are believers. He said they are all believers now. All of them are believers. The man in Mark chapter 10 that came up in Luke chapter 12 that we saw his end in Luke chapter 16. He was a strong believer in Luke 16. Father Abraham. You know what? First of all, send Lazarus. Let him just come. Put his hand in something and then put on my tongue because this flame, I'm greatly tormented. Father Abraham said, son, since you call me father, make us call you son. Remember that in your lifetime, nobody will speak to you. You are sufficient for yourself. You are leaning on your own understanding. The way you call enjoyment, you enjoy yourself to the fullest. This man that endured, he suffered at that time because of things he has to go through in order to remain faithful. In order to serve God, he remained faithful throughout and he served me diligently. But remember in your lifetime how you repeated, how you resented my word, how you are not interested in the things of God. Now, this man is comforted. Now you are tormented. When the man saw that, he said, also, in this place, there is a gulf between all that. Nobody can cross from one to the other one. Everybody has to maintain their place. So, there's no change in this person. You say, okay, if all these are not possible, you know one thing? My brothers that are on earth, they also live it the way I'm living. The way I thought was also the way they are also thinking. So, you know what? Let's send message so that you will. He said, no, don't worry. Don't worry yourself. Say, there is prophet, there is Moses. If they will hear those ones, if they want to hear at all, that is God's way of bringing his word to his own children. If they are interested to hear, let them hear those people. If they will not hear those who are alive, even if somebody comes up from the dead, they will still not believe. Did somebody not tell the prophet that I don't care what you do? I will not believe. Aaron said you don't have any problem because you are an unbeliever. The seed inside of you is an unbeliever. So there's nothing we can do to that seed that will ever make you to believe. You pour water like inside a basket. When will it be full? How many drums can you pour inside a basket to make it full? You can nothing. As it's going, it's coming out. That is how the heart of some human beings are. It's like a basket. As the word of God is entering, that's how it's going out. It doesn't retain it at all. That's how it's going out. May the Lord be our help. And may that never be our own condition. God's work in miraculous ways is wonders to perform. When we come back in the main service, we'll look at it further. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you that we are living at this end of time when this world is as plain and as simple as it is.
Dear Jesus, help us, Lord, not to despise the day of small things, not to despise the day of simplicity. Lord, because you brought it so simple, be gracious to us that will not despise it. Help us to believe, help us to hold on to it, help us to accept it with all our heart, that I might do something in our life. Grant it, Father. Every veil of tradition, veil of reason, may you tear it today. Veil of unbelief, may you tear it off, O God. Give us divine revelation. May you profit our life, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.